The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out workers for his harvest. Which harvest is the Lord talking about? At the end, when he comes in glory? And, well, there's another parable. There's a parable about this, actually, I'm just thinking of. That the wheat is going to be gathered into his barn, but the weeds are going to be put in a pile and burned. But that basically what the harvest is, souls entering heaven, souls receiving eternal life. That's the harvest that's abundant. Jesus is saying there are so many people ready to hear the good news. There are so many people ready to know my love for them. There are so many people who are ready to be invited into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. There's just no one to tell them, no one to walk with them, no one to accompany them and guide them along the way to love them into the kingdom. The harvest is abundant, but I don't have enough workers. The Lord never says, I don't have enough Christians. Well, I suppose he would say that, wouldn't he? That would be true as well. But there are so many more Christians than there are laborers. I think that's kind of the point of the passage. There are so many more Christians than there are workers and prayer warriors and laborers and those who are going into the vineyard and into the field with the Lord. And as I said last week, taking on that yoke that he gives us and bearing the load that he gives us. Remember that yoke that the Lord, when we work with Jesus and when we're yoked to him in service, that yoke is specifically hand-carved for you and me. Each one of us have a very thought-out yoke, right? Just like you put one on an ox. Sorry if you don't like being compared to an ox. All the men are really resonating with this right now, though. And when that's put on you, it fits well. This labor fits you. You were specifically made for this, and this labor was specifically designed for you. God is very thoughtful. That doesn't mean that it's always what you feel like doing. It's not that. But it is that we are suited to it, and it brings us joy. And so he says, I need workers. I need laborers. The harvest is abundant. As we think about the harvest, as we think about this even this weekend, as it's the 4th of July weekend, it occurred to me as I was speaking with a farmer recently, and actually a couple of farmers, that we're a little bit disconnected from the idea of a harvest, most of us. For those of you who are farmers, you are not disconnected from that, but for most of us, we're not farmers. We haven't been for many generations, probably. And even in Pinckney, not very many of us are farmers, and probably not even that many in Gregory. Probably everybody in Stockbridge is a farmer, though, I suppose. But people used to have these harvest parties. Who still has been to a harvest party or does a harvest party? Okay, there's a couple. There was a few more last night. There's been like two or three hands at every mass. Like, yes. I think I've been to one when I was a kid. And you basically, as soon as you're done harvesting all the crops, you got all the wheat in your barn, you got all the grapes. The grapes can be good, right? You got all the corn, which that can also be good. You get all that stuff in and your barns and you're done and you can rest. And you can relax. And you can take a moment to celebrate the harvest that look what we got this year. Look, not only that we have enough for the winter, we have enough for this year, we have enough to celebrate, but also that's the fruit of your labor. You worked really hard for that. You tilled and you planted and you fertilized and you watered. And in the old days, they dug aqueducts or whatever they had to do. They dug the irrigation ditches by hand. And the Israelites would do this as well. There was a feast to celebrate this and to honor the Lord and thank God for what he has done for them in providing for them, and that the fruits of their labors have borne fruit. We don't do that anymore, and it's kind of a shame. But in lesser ways, we still do that kind of a thing. This weekend, we're all celebrating the 4th of July, and even every Sunday, we do take a little time off, hopefully take that day off, so that it's holy to the Lord, where we can celebrate, give thanks to God, be grateful for what he's given us, and rest. And especially, as I said, this weekend, on the 4th of July, where we think of how the Lord has really blessed us, where we are grateful not only for what the Lord has done, but what he's offered us, and the men and women who have served our country, who sacrificed so much for the sake of the freedoms that we're able to enjoy in this country. And because of those freedoms, we're able to make better use of our natural resources, and we have abundance. Because there have been many people who have served, laid down their lives, or years of their lives, many of you. And that is something to take time to celebrate, enjoy, and rejoice. So with the fruits of your labors, yours in particular. So maybe you don't do a harvest party, where you when the windfall comes, when the profit comes in, you take time to rejoice and celebrate and thank God. But do you ever do that in your own way? Like with your own work? Do you ever do like a harvest party, something like that, to take time and say, this year's been really, I've been really blessed this year or this month? Maybe with the kind of work that makes money, that's probably the first thing more related to this, or maybe with other kind of work that doesn't make money, but you can see it bearing fruit, and you say, this is good. It's good that we take time to do that. Because what are we tempted to do as soon as we have a harvest come in? A harvest? All right, what's the next thing? All right, what have I done for them lately? All right, let's spend it. How fast can I spend it? Yeah, maybe that too. Instead of taking time to rejoice in that. Why is it so important that we have some kind of a harvest party, and maybe every Sunday is supposed to be something like that? Because what the Lord wants to do is draw our attention toward the harvest in eternity. He wants to draw our attention toward the rejoicing to happen at the end. The rest that we take on Sunday is a prefigurement, a foreshadowing, a foretaste of heaven. When guess what? You're not going to be toiling. You're not going to be battling the world, the flesh, and the devil. Your salvation will be secure. And the work that you have done for the eternal salvation of other people will have borne fruit for them in eternal life. And one of the joys of heaven is going to be that you made a difference for other people in their eternal salvation. That you made a difference in helping them come to Jesus. If that were not important, why would Jesus say, I don't have enough laborers? The laborers are few. People are ready to hear the message. I just don't have people to send out. People are ready to come into the kingdom of God, but I don't have enough people to send to them. And he calls you. And he says, I want you to work with me, and it's going to bear fruit in eternal life. And one of those joys in heaven will be, not that you earned your own salvation or that you earned somebody else's. It's already been won for us by Jesus, and it is a gift. And yet, the work and the labor that you do is meaningful. The work and the labor that you do in the Lord's harvest is meaningful, and it will make a difference for the salvation of souls. On that day, as we rejoice in what the Lord has done, we will be rejoicing in what he has done in us, and also, by his grace, in what he has done through us, which is a profound gift that he would allow us to be used. We who are sinners, we who God doesn't need us, he's all-powerful, and yet he chooses to use us. How are you engaged in this labor? I think we should ask the Lord, how could I labor this week? What could I do this week? Who is somebody in my life right now this week who might be ready to hear, ready to come into the kingdom, ready to be loved into a relationship with Jesus Christ? Who do you know, and how is the Lord asking you to serve them this week?